You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 So 2021 is in the dead file. So is Betty White. They've done their retrospectives and obits, and now all the oracles are shining up their crystal balls from Wall Street to Main Street to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where Joey, who thinks he is an oracle, on those days when he can think, well, he's making predictions.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospital, they'll soon overwhelm.
You may have already heard that uplifting sunny forecast from the Blamer-in-Chief. But then, when you're coughing and shuffling your way into your ninth decade, and you've already had two brain surgeries, and you can't remember what month it is, and you walk like an Egyptian mummy, well, who can blame you for having a gloomy outlook? When those synapses and neurons in your brain have the conductivity of mozzarella, nothing makes sense anymore. A couple weeks ago, he told us the vaxes do not stop the spread. He even said to expect a surge at your office and right there in the White House.
Because Omicron spreads so easily, we'll see some fully vaccinated people get COVID, potentially in large numbers. There'll be positive cases in every office, even here in the White House, among the vaccinated.
But just yesterday, he's back to blaming the unvaccinated.
No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Especially the kiddies.
And for patients who still haven't gotten your kids vaccinated, please get them vaccinated.
And he's calling parents patients. Did you catch that?
For patients.
At his core, Joey is one arrogant and pedantic elitist politician. And why wouldn't he be? He spent a half century as a coddled, protected public parasite surrounded by sycophants and lackeys kissing his ass and telling him he's superior. After 50 years of that treatment, why wouldn't he behave as he does?
Surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Now, why does he slow down that word?
Are vaccinated.
Because he thinks he's really smart and Americans are really stupid, so he's gonna sound the word out for all us dumb citizens. A year ago, Joey said he had a plan. He was gonna crush COVID. Now he's got more dead bodies on his watch than Trump's, using Trump's warp speed vaccines, which Joey initially said he would not take. And they don't seem to be working very well. Here we are in year two of the Joey regime, in the middle of the biggest COVID surge yet, the mighty Omicron. And it looks like most people infected with Omicron and spreading Omicron are in fact vaccinated. 75% of America, they estimate. But since Joey never really had a plan, and voters accepted his empty promise, he must deflect and obfuscate. And the easiest way to do that is to blame. Blame the unvaccinated. Blame the kiddies. This from the decent man. Remember that? So decent. He even told us he was a nice guy, a decent guy, a good guy.
Well, look, I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
Think back on your own life experience when a teacher or a boss was constantly telling everyone what a nice and good guy he was. Wasn't he usually a vicious prick? True leaders don't blame. They accept responsibility for their failures. Punks blame. Is Joey a punk? He kind of behaves like one, doesn't he? Note how, as the lies unravel, they constantly edit the verbiage. The CDC even changed the definition of vaccine to accommodate the ineffective ones. They push. And they've had to add the prefix fully to the word vaccinated to also befuddle the masses. They've made the term fully vaccinated very elastic. How many boosters until one is fully vaxxed? Answer? As many as there are new variants. And as we've discovered, and as they knew all along, there's always a new variant. Same as the flu. These bugs mutate perpetually. I was going to get to this later, but I'll make a prediction right now. Before this new year is done, some outfit will be offering wearable infusion pumps that work like an ink cartridge on a fountain pen. It will be a quarterly subscription because none of these vaccines deliver more than 90 days durability. You sign up, get the pump installed at your local testing station, then every 12 weeks they send you a plastic ampule with a recipe for the latest variant. You snap it in. The RFD in the pump updates the vaccine status app on your phone, and you're good to go, where only the fully vaccinated may go. But you'll still need a mask and to socially distance because none of the so-called vaccines stop infection or transmission. But you'll get less sick. I predicted designer masks for the Fashion Forward way back in episode 239, Love in the Age of Coronavirus. It had yet to be named COVID. And sure enough, they've become haute couture accessories. So it will not be long until they'll offer branded infusion pumps for Hello Kitty, Don Lemon, and Ed Sheeran fans. Chicks will wear them on their midriffs below belly shirts. Maybe get the Gucci or Vuitton model. Of course, many will carry political messages as well. Vote Kamala. AOC for you and me. Shit like that. Speaking of politics, how did this become a political issue? Well, it was from jump. When anyone who dared posit that the bug was manufactured in Wuhan, China, well, they were branded a xenophobe. But that became less of a hot-button issue with idiot commies once some of them began to die from it. But it was Joey's mandates that torqued it up to the most contentious political issue, not of just this century, but in all of American history. Why? Because it's the single most personal controversy ever. And what's driving it? Well, ASTCOs, of course, that's assholes seeking to control others. The others are LUTFAs. Leave us the fuck alone. Most people who have been vaccinated should not care whether others have been, especially now since it's become apparent that the only real benefit of being vaxxed is milder symptoms. And the unvaccinated, well, they surely don't care. But those little ASTCO pricks, they are of the hive mind, the we are one crowd. Those who demand conformity and sameness, those who despise freedom and individuality and literally become sexually aroused by the collective, the group, the community. Their idea of heaven is to sit cross-legged and link arms and sway while singing If I Had a Hammer, forming a chain of ASTCOs that would circle the globe. The vax is their orgasmic dream come to life. One mind, one purpose, one community, and finally, at last, one blood. Fuck the nuclear family. It shall be the family of man. No, oops, make that the family of personkind. Would that be correct? Like I give a shit. Here's another prediction. Anyone who thinks this lockdown and vax lifestyle is ever going away is dead wrong. It's been a fifth of a century since 9/11. Or a plane hijacking. Seen any talk about disbanding the TSA or maybe throttling back and all the airport security? No, and you never will. In previous generations, procreation, achievement, and raising a family were most people's reasons for living. Those reasons have been replaced by safety. Be safe is the new parting salutation, isn't it? No more adios, or see you later, au revoir, toodaloo. No, now it's
be safe.
I've done several shows about the obsession with safety. First, back in May of 2018, the episode was called Give Me Danger. Way before there was a whisper of a pandemic, America was already safety obsessed. What triggered that episode was when my kids' grammar school banned running during recess. Why? Because some kid, while running, tripped and cracked his head. So the knee-jerk ASTCO faculty reaction was, ban running for every kid, because clearly, running's not safe. It's much safer to remain perfectly still like a fucking veal and become weak and obese, so when some new virus comes to visit, you can be hospitalized, ventilated, and die safely. ASTCOs love the words ban and mandate and mandatory. Well, I got a mandate for them. For anyone who lives their entire life predicated on safety, there should be this mandate that on their deathbed, moments before expiring, a couple of roadies wheel in a Marshall stack and some Screamin' Jay Hawkins clone shrieks into the microphone, Are you fucking safe now? Do you feel safe? You could make a solid generalization about seers and prophets, and that's that they're generally wrong. But still, people love to buy their bullshit. They gobble it down. Always have, always will. One might assume educated people and successful people are too smart to be conned. People like Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Kevin Bacon, John Malkovich, Sandy Koufax, Larry King, Tim Tufel. What do those guys have in common? Every one of them was clipped by con man Bernie Madoff, according to the Wall Street Journal. In addition to those individuals, many pension funds, insurance companies, and banks, big banks like Barclays and HSBC, well, they were ripped off for millions. You would think those guys could smell a financial rat, wouldn't you? They were experts, professionals. Madoff fleeced New York University for $24 million. Corporations might think twice before hiring someone with a degree in finance or business from NYU, huh? Maybe most incredible of all was world-famous financier and criminal Mark Rich, who was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for years, and he fled the U.S. to Switzerland to avoid extradition until Bill Clinton pardoned him. Even Rich was clipped by Madoff. So much for that bromide. It takes a thief to catch a thief, huh? If you boil away all the bullshit surrounding investment guys, at their essence, they claim to be prophets, that they can see into the future. Of course they can't, and many of them are colossal failures, but it doesn't matter because they gamble with OPM. That's other people's money. For years, Wall Street Journal staffers would throw darts at the stock pages, and most years, those random stock picks outperformed the carefully chosen issues selected by analysts, experts, and professionals. Maybe the most celebrated oracle of all time was Nostradamus. Right off the bat, he's got a great hocus-pocus name, right? Who's going to believe a prophet named Billy? But Nostradamus, with a moniker like that, he must know things, right? If you search his name, they'll claim he predicted world wars, the rise of Hitler, and more. He wrote his prophecies in the form of quatrains. As a kid, I was so jazzed by the Nostradamus hype that, unlike the copy-paste and published journos of today, I actually hauled ass down to the library and found his writings. And what they are is absolute gibberish that could be interpreted as a world war or indigestion. Even now, for 2022, they're quoting old Nosti's nonsense And topping the list is a massive earthquake in Asia. Well, that narrows it down by about what? Half the globe. Oh, that's some bold prediction. Another one is an asteroid hitting the Earth. Now that's something to be concerned about, because guys who track that stuff figure about 80 to 100 tons of debris hits this planet every goddamn day. Most of it gets burned up in the atmosphere. Why hasn't all that space crap bombarding us destroyed the ozone layer? That was supposed to be gone long ago, and we'd be curly fries without it shielding us from the UV light. That was settled science. What happened? People are gullible. People are intellectually lazy, and some people are just fucking stupid. They really enjoy believing bullshit. And even after they discover what they believed is bullshit, they still believe the bullshit because it's better to believe bullshit than to be wrong. Bigfoot is a perfect example. It was a hoax, a herky-jerky, grainy, filmed hoax of some chooch in a gorilla suit clomping through the woods. For decades, people believed the film was real, until the hoaxers confessed it was all fake and provided the original film, the costume, etc., all the evidence, plus witnesses. It was a lock. But that wasn't enough, because some people like the idea of some missing link romping around in the forest, same as the Loch Ness Monster and so many other legends and hoaxes. For 7 or 8 decades in any town USA, it was as easy to find a seance as a glass of beer. The fad of spiritualism had America in a death grip from the mid-1800s until the 1920s, when a slick magician named Harry Houdini started busting the lies. Spiritualism was all gimmicks and tricks, shit Houdini knew all about. The spiritualists would always hold their seances in darkened parlors, whereupon the table would shake and trumpets would fly around the room and tambourines would rattle, and then the medium would assume a goofy voice and start riffing as the dead relative. People at the very highest echelons of society bought into the scam, including a dude named Abe Lincoln and his wife Mary. There were multiple seances held right there at the White House. Arthur Conan Doyle, author of Sherlock Holmes, and a physician, that's right, a scientist, he was all in on spiritualism and locked horns with Houdini. Houdini proved spiritualism to be fraudulent again and again, but Doyle refused to concede he'd been duped. After all, what did Houdini know? He was no scientist. He was just an uneducated immigrant who became rich and famous, creating illusions. People still buy into this shit today. Check out episode 220. Larry finds his spirit animal. It's in the October 2019 tab at thatlarryshow.com. In it, you'll meet a broad who claimed to be 35,000 years old and could dial up any stiff, anytime, anywhere. So here are some more predictions I have for you. Expect the sun to come up and set every single day. Buds will appear on trees, become leaves, and then will turn brittle and fall. Babies will be born. Old people will die. Some young ones will too. And this amazing blue sphere, on which we are very temporary passengers, a sphere created not by men or their science, but by some divine and supreme being, well, it will continue to hurtle through space with more precision than any machine any man will ever devise. Earth will do so until that divine being decides otherwise. You can bet the farm on those predictions. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. And while you're there, click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and join the Take No Shit Dojo and help me keep this going. Check out our newest show merch, LUTVA magnetic stickers. Show the world where you stand with the original American sentiment on which freedom is founded. Leave us the fuck alone. They look great on your vehicle, the fridge, or the back of your laptop. Only 10 bucks each or 3 for 25. Visit thatlarryshow.com for a look and then click the PayPal button to order. Be sure to include the word LUTVA somewhere in that order. We have a lot of fun between episodes on social media. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and No Agenda Social. You'll find links to all those at thatlarryshow.com. My friends, there was a terrific screenwriter named William Goldman. He wrote Butch and Sundance, Princess Bride, a bunch of other hits. About Hollywood, where almost everyone is an idiot and full of shit, Goldman famously said, quote, "Nobody knows nothing," unquote. That statement applies to much of this planet. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, be a LUTVA and take no shit.